President Trump expressed strong support for former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, who last Friday pled guilty to lying to the FBI about his contacts with Russians.
Well, I feel badly for General Flynn. I feel very badly. He's led a very strong life, and I feel very badly, John. I will say this. Hillary Clinton lied many times to the FBI. Nothing happened to her. Flynn lied, and they destroyed his life. I think it's a shame.
But in 2016, former FBI Director James Comey testified before Congress that Hillary Clinton did not lie to the FBI. And what to make of that Trump tweet over the weekend? The president said he fired Michael Flynn because he lied to the vice president and the FBI. But did he know back then that Flynn had lied to the FBI? Something Flynn admitted to just last Friday. The day after he fired Flynn, a former FBI Director James Comey said Trump pressured him to drop the Flynn investigation. Domenico Montanaro is NPR's lead politics editor. Domenico, just jump right in on this, the tweet of the weekend, your take on it.
Well, you know, the thing is, Trump and Trump supporters feel like they found a much-needed talking point. You know, they're trying to claim Mueller's investigation is partisan, and you're going to hear a lot more about that this week. That's because Mueller removed an agent from the investigation because of anti-Trump texts. Now, Mueller removed this individual months ago, but coincidentally, the story of the text came out Saturday, a day after Flynn pleaded guilty. And the president used it to tweet an aha. He said, "Now I see what's going on," he said. So he's insinuating a broader conspiracy against him within Mueller's team. Meanwhile, you've got Democrats like Dianne Feinstein from California on Meet the Press on NBC saying that the Judiciary Committee, which she's a ranking member of, is looking at a case of obstruction of justice against the president. So Democrats going the other direction than Trump supporters.
Well, and there was talk over the weekend that FBI Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation is moving away from Russian election hacking and collusion towards an obstruction of justice case against the president. But there's also been caution from Republicans on CBS Face the Nation. Here's Lindsey Graham. He had this advice for the president about his tweets.
"I would just say this to the president. There's an ongoing criminal investigation. Comey may be part of it. You tweet and comment regarding ongoing criminal investigations at your own peril. I'd be careful if I were you, Mr. President. I'd watch this."
And Domenico, what about the news that one of Trump's lawyers is saying he wrote the tweet?
It's a very odd story. This is John Dowd, who's President Trump's personal attorney. He took ownership of this tweet. He said, "My mistake," in quotes, to Axios, an online publication. And he'd emailed Tamara Keith, who works here at NPR in the White House, and said that Sally Yates didn't say Flynn lied when she about the FBI when she approached Don McGahn, the White House counsel, but that he lied to the vice president, but that he also told the same to the FBI as the vice president. So they're trying to split some very fine hairs here, because if you logically deduce that he lied to the vice president and he said the same thing to the FBI that he said to the vice president, well, then he lied to the president and the White House counsel knew that he had lied, if, you know, that's what he's actually trying to say. You know, and it is another strange interview that he had with Axios this morning, saying that the president can't be prosecuted for obstruction because he's the top law enforcement official in the country. Mm-hmm. I mean, is their argument really now that the president is above the law? That's what it certainly sounds like.
That's been tried in the past. It didn't go well. But let's take a look at the tax plans. Republicans in the House and Senate now have to reconcile their two tax plans. Huge victory for the Trump White House and Republicans in passing the Senate plan. We're going to take up what's in the plan elsewhere in the program. But what do you make of the thinking expressed in the New York Times and elsewhere that Republicans are setting up for a larger fight here? There is no question that at least the Senate plan is going to balloon the deficit. There's no question about that. And some are saying that that's the goal, so that the Republicans then can then cut social welfare programs like Medicaid and Medicare.
Well, that's what Democrats believe is likely, but I'm not sure there's a grand scheme here. You know, here's the thing. Republicans want tax cuts. They want to give a big win to Trump by Christmas, and they have to do it within these confining budget rules, so they only need 50 votes because they can't get Democrats on board to do this. And that's created this situation of Band-Aids, patches, and horse trading, which may eventually very likely set up a larger discussion about the debt and deficit. However, the party that's out of power is the one that tends to seem to like deficit spending.
Yeah, well, and the New York Times is reporting that many Republican lawmakers are openly talking about this plan. So we'll see where that goes. Meantime, on the agenda this week, avoiding a government shutdown when federal funding expires Friday. Will this just be kicked down the road?
Yeah, the likelihood is a 2-week extension, perhaps beyond that. That means it would expire December 22nd, the Friday before Christmas. I think I told you guys back in August or September we were likely headed for a very messy end of the year, and we are.
Okay. Trump tweeted today an endorsement of Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore. We've got that special election coming up in Alabama. He's been accused of sexual misconduct with teens. And on the same day that former Access Hollywood reporter Billy Bush today wrote a New York Times opinion piece telling President Trump that was your voice on the tape, bragging about groping women. Trump has been insinuating it wasn't. Where's this going?
Well, David Bossie, who was on the Trump campaign and was on Meet the Press this Sunday, also said that the tape is real, that he doesn't believe that Trump believes that it's fake. Billy Bush said Trump creates these alternative realities where if you simply say it, people believe it. And that may very well be a driving Trump philosophy in what we're seeing here.
Well, we'll see where these claims go. One of the women who has charged him has come forward again. Domenico Montanaro, NPR's lead politics editor, thank you.
You're so welcome.